USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the apparent suicide of sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan last weekend. There are reports today that two staffers who were assigned to watch Epstein in that federal lockup ended up sleeping for most of the time they were supposed to be guarding him, and then they falsified records.
Steele was dead. Your business was dead.
President Trump speaking there to workers at an energy plant near Pittsburgh, PA, where yesterday he spoke about the ongoing trade war with China.
Your business was dead. And I put a little thing called a 25% tariff on all of the dump steel all over the country. And now your business is thriving.
Trump also going on to complain about a trade imbalance with Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Dayton, Ohio authorities say police definitely prevented more people from being shot when a gunman opened fire in an entertainment district recently, killing 9 people. They say the shooter shot a total of 26 people in just 30 seconds before police fired on him, leading him to ultimately fatally shoot himself. More on the case now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and the San Francisco Opera have canceled scheduled performances by Placido Domingo as they're waiting for the outcome of a sexual harassment investigation. But the Metropolitan Opera in New York says the 78-year-old will be performing as scheduled there next month. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault in Sweden. The New York artist wasn't present in court a few hours ago when the verdict was announced, and he won't have to go back as he received a suspended sentence, though he was ordered to pay damages to the victim involved in a street brawl earlier this summer in Stockholm. A major drug bust in Australia involving the active ingredient found in ecstasy tablets. Here's John Clemens with more.
The active ingredient is MDMA that is used to make ecstasy tablets. John Wacker of the Queensland Police Department reports the seizure involved some of the highest purity of the drug and could have made millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advise the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Authorities report 6 people have been arrested, and that the seizure was part of an international organized crime syndicate.
Rock band Guns N' Roses settling a lawsuit over a beer called Guns N' Rosé. The band accused a Colorado brewery, Oscar Blues, of trademark infringement. A court document this week says both sides agreed to a settlement and are working on a written settlement that would dismiss the lawsuit. Remember, you can find us online anytime, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.